needs out our services.
Oh, hi. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Stevens Outdoor Services.
This is.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I appreciate that. Happy Friday to you.
Yes, ma'am.
And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Stevens Outdoor Service on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And I know that home base for you, so is it, I'm looking at two different listings. One says Myrtle Beach, one says Conway. Are you servicing?
They're both areas, yeah, they're about 5-10 minutes away from each other.
Okay, so anywhere in between, or are you going beyond that too?
Yeah. And everything around, probably 20 to 40 mile radius around Conway, Myrtle Beach.
20 to 40 miles. Okay, so anywhere within that 20 to 40 miles, you're pretty open to taking on?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not scared to work at all.
Okay, great. Well, the reason that I ask about the area, it's the same reason we're calling today, is we had that first page position become available of in your geographic area for that category. So we'll be calling through the area today to fill that open position there. If we were to program you in to appear there, they block out that space for you, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer the same services. So that way you won't share your position or rotate. You'll always be an option for people at that moment that they're ready. You know, the moment that they perform that search, you'll be right there to catch them. Does that make sense?
I got you.
So far?
Yes, ma'am, for sure.
Okay, wonderful. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business as Stevens Outdoor Service?
Since 2016, but it was a side business till about 2020, I think, 2019, somewhere around there.
Okay, so 2019, 2020, you went full-time. And prior to that, it was part-time. Is it just you, or are you and a partner or a crew?
Well, I have three or four guys that work for me.
You do?
I was at an actual supply house selling irrigation material and stuff before, and I ended up starting my own side business just because everybody needed it in the area, and then it ended up growing to I ended up leaving the full-time business to do this.
Wow. So, okay. So that really fell into place, right?
I've been working on it hard. Like I said, I cut grass. I do just about everything. Everything, landscaping to irrigation to lawn maintenance to landscape lighting, everything. But it started out just lawn maintenance. And then I worked my way up from there to where I got to where I was starting to do irrigation on the side. And then it took off, basically.
Wow. Okay. And here we are full time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
yes,
then,
ma'am. With, I think I got four guys under me, two trucks, two mowers, like five different trailers. Like we're doing it pretty big now.
Right. Okay. Great. Well, it sounds like the timing might be perfect for this. So, one last thing. I was looking for a website for you. I found your Facebook page, but I didn't see a site out there. There isn't one that I'm missing, is there?
No, ma'am. I haven't set one up yet.
Okay. I didn't think so. And that's fine. You know, some of them have them, some of them don't. And you're Tracy, right? Tracy?
Yes, ma'am. I'm the owner operator. I'm the guy.
Okay, it's nice to meet you. Well, for this position, Tracy, that first page position that we have available there today on Google, it's month-to-month pricing, and based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online about Stevens Outdoor Service. In fact, you're a 5 out of 5-star rated company, and that's something that we look for. You meet the criteria that's required, and overall, you see value in all of this, right? Being found at that moment they're searching for your services?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I just started with Angie's Leads and all that, too.
Oh, so okay.
My name started getting out there a little bit more with them and all that. I've got a bunch of 5-star reviews, got no negative reviews. Everybody's doing good. I actually haven't had the time because, see, I work in the business too. So I'm not
right.
I need to get myself to be the secretary and the office person, but I go out there and get my hands dirty too. So I don't have a whole lot of time to set everything up. So my next step is actually setting the website up and getting everything through this winter. I'm going to get everything set up that way to where I have a little bit more downtime to actually get my name out there some more.
Okay. So that's right now, in the plans, right?
Yes, ma'am. Right now, I'm working off of word of mouth, and it's working pretty good. I'm doing, you know, decent. But with this winter slowing down, it's actually going to give me a little bit more time to, you know, market the company.
Okay. Well, it sounds like the timing might be perfect for this listing that became available there today. So why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position, and then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
That sounds good. Let me hear what it is. Because like I said, I just spent a bunch of money with Angie's List, and I'm trying to get all those leads figured out and all this. And to tell you the truth, I'm not a big fan of them right this second.
Of Angie's?
Because I'm spending more money than I've got return on it just yet.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm kind of iffy on spending any money right now because I've got so much tied up with them to where I want to see that turn into actual capital.
Right, and really
compared to where I'm spending with them, and I'm not getting anything out of it. Feels like
right because you're buying the leads, right? And with the lead, pay per lead.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, and you know,
My problem. I'm sorry, I don't mean to bother you with it, but my problem with them is I haven't talked to anybody. If I'm buying the lead, well, at least let me talk to the customer. I'm a personable guy. I can speak to somebody over the phone, and then go from there. But I haven't even got anybody on the phone. They're trying to charge me over $200. I'm like, I haven't talked to a single customer. How are you going to charge me money for not speaking to somebody? And they were like, well, we're sorry about that. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I understand how you feel. A lot of my clients who have used Angie's in the past, they've told me because they just send you the details and you're supposed to chase after them, right? You're supposed to chase after their lead.
Well, if they send me a phone number and I call the phone number and I call the phone number and call it and I never get anybody. I'm like, well, I'm not going to pay for this number that you're sending me that leads me nowhere. I leave a voicemail 2 or 3 times and I still ain't talked to them. I'm like, this doesn't help me. I'm paying, you know, whatever it is per phone number and it doesn't get me nowhere.
Right. Okay. So if we could get you up there on Google in a position to have live calls coming directly to you, like living, breathing human beings calling your phone directly, and then that way you wouldn't have to pay per lead. You'd have the freedom to pick and choose. You see value in that, right? That sounds a little bit better.
Of course, yeah. People calling me is different than me trying to track somebody else down.
Right. Okay. And then with Google, you know, the hard part about getting on that first page of Google, it's not really the cost. It's the availability. And that we have. That's why we're calling through the area today. So I'll pull up the pricing. The good news is if you're new enough, you can still qualify. You're new enough full time, so you can still qualify for the promotion that they're running right now. It's a reduced rate for our younger companies. I'm grabbing Tina. She's my regional manager for the Carolinas to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And then, Tracy, being that we have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Yeah, everybody likes a deal.
Okay, let me grab Tina. I know you're going to love it. Hang on here. Hi, thanks for holding us.